Hello and welcome to FS Cons. I can't be here, so I've been asked to give a brief introduction to the ideas of the free software movement on this recording. The basic idea of free software is it's software that respects your freedom. It's free as in freedom, not free as in price. So think of free speech, not free beer, difficult as that might be for some of you. Specifically, free software means that the user has four essential freedoms. Freedom zero is the freedom to run the program as you wish. Freedom one is the freedom to study the source code and then change it to make the program do what you wish. Freedom two is the freedom to help your neighbor, which is the freedom to make and distribute exact copies when you wish. And that could include giving them away or selling them, which, as you wish. And freedom three is the freedom to contribute to your community. That's the freedom to make copies of your modified versions and then distribute them to others when you wish. If you have these four freedoms, the program is free software, which means it's distributed in a way that respects the user's freedom and the social solidarity of the user's community. In other words, the social system of the distribution and use of the program is an ethical system. This is not a question about what's in the code of the program. This is a question about the social system for the users to live in. If one of these four essential freedoms is missing, that means the program is proprietary software, non-free software, user-subjugating software, because the social system of its distribution and use is an unethical system. And that, I hope someday, will never happen, because all users deserve to be free in all of the computing that they do. To develop and release a free software package is more or less a contribution to society. Some programs are more useful and some are less useful, but at least it's being released in an ethical way. But developing and releasing a non-free program is not a contribution to society. It's a power grab, and that's something that I hope someday won't happen anymore. Now, these ideas of free software are the basis of the free software movement, which I announced in 1983, even though it took me a few more years to get these ideas completely straightened out in my own head. But software is not the only thing that we can have copies of in our computers and use and redistribute. After years more of thought, I reached the conclusion that these same ideas apply to the other kinds of useful, functional, practical works that we can have copies of. For instance, recipes, educational works, reference works, text fonts, patterns for sewing, anything that lots of people can make use of to do practical jobs in their lives. Those works have to be free because if you don't control the work that you're using, you don't control your life, and that's an injustice. And therefore, if you're using this work to do a job today, you've got to be free to change it today, to do the job your way, to do the job you want to do. And then you've got to be free to publish your version tomorrow so that other people whose needs or practical interests are similar to yours can get the benefit of your improvements. And so these works essentially must be free. But there are other kinds of works that get published and that we can have copies of. Things like works of opinion or testimony and art and entertainment. I don't believe that those works must ethically be free. I think that there is a specific minimum freedom that we must have, and that is the freedom to copy them and then non-commercially redistribute exact copies. In other words, the freedom to share the works. So I don't believe that these other kinds of works must be free, but I do believe that they must be shareable. However, that doesn't mean they can't be free. And in particular, it's quite nice often to make art free. And there is a lot of free cultural work now being done. And I'm all in favor of it. I don't like to make my statements of opinion free, because I don't think that it's useful for other people to misstate and misrepresent my opinions. And I don't believe you ought to make your statements of opinion free. But with art, it's often a nice thing to do. And so there is today a free art community as well.